Premises and Promises is a life of teenage adventure for you. Most high schoolers never consider the possibility of life outside the classroom, but that life exists, and it's lived every day by a growing number of non-traditional students, unschoolers. For an unschooler, each day is a chance for a new adventure. You might find one volunteering on an organic farm in France, bike riding across state lines with friends, taking pulses as an emergency room intern, making phone calls to favorite authors, crashing a college physics lecture, blogging about graphic design, or running a tutoring business. These teens pursue their dreams on a daily basis, and they still get into college. Emery Snyder entered New York University's revered Tisch School of Arts without a day of high school on her transcript. Andy Pearson never went to any school, but began part-time college courses at the University of Michigan at age 16, and soon became a full-time student. Charlotte Wagner studies international business at Rockhurst, and Shannon Lee Claire writes plays at Princeton, each without 4 years of high school to their names. Unschooled teens have gained admission to virtually every competitive college in the U.S. These unschoolers aren't Einstein-like geniuses. They're normal teens who, unsatisfied with school's plan for their future, chose to get an education on their own terms. You can make this choice too. Ask yourself if the following premises make sense. If they do, then you might be a closet unschooler, and a life of teenage adventure awaits you. School and education are not the same thing. School is a place where people go. Education is gaining the confidence to follow your dreams. You can succeed in life without school, but you'll fail terribly without an education. You can learn more by going to school less. Learning is driven by interest and relevancy, not threats and bribery. If biology fascinates you, you'll learn it quickly. If computer science is relevant to your dreams, then you'll focus on it. The motivational machinery used by schools, constant testing, grading, and comparison, discourages learning and curious minds. Getting into a top college does not require full-time high school. Getting into a top college does require proving that you can handle rigorous academics, structured classroom learning, and the other skills that college requires. Unschoolers find alternative paths to proving these points. They enroll in community college classes, use SAT and AP tests to demonstrate proficiency or highlight the intellectual challenges of their self-directed projects, among dozens of other options. Leaving school does not lock you into a fast food career. Life is not a pyramid with doctors, lawyers, and professors on the top, McDonald's cashiers at the bottom, and school the only ladder between. The U.S. is home to countless intelligent and financially successful adults who left the traditional school path. Choosing to leave school is an entrepreneurial move, not a cop-out. Life doesn't have to wait until age 18. You're not legally an adult until age 18, but that doesn't mean you have to let school control your life until then. 13-year-old Native Americans patrolled their villages on horseback, and 16-year-old Robin Lee Graham sailed around the world on his boat Dove. You're mentally and physically capable of making important decisions for yourself. If high school feels like a waste of time better spent elsewhere, go elsewhere. Leaving school is legal in all 50 states. Adventuring while your friends sit in the classroom is neither unfair nor irresponsible. Doing all your college preparatory schoolwork in 6 hours a week instead of the normal 40 and spending the rest of your time adventuring is not unfair. It's efficient. You're not cheating by cutting out the wasteful baggage that comes with school learning. Classroom politics, disruptive social scenes, shuffling around hallways in 50-minute intervals, to instead focus on quality learning experiences. You're being smart.